With the easing or elimination of restrictions on where and when we can go in public, public health experts continue to warn that even though you can get a tattoo or a massage, we're nowhere close to being out of the woods when it comes to COVID-19. Social distancing in public will help, and the CDC also recommends wearing cloth masks in public. Here to give us some guidance on when and where we ought to be covering our faces is Dr. Travis Glenn, Professor of Environmental Health Science at the University of Georgia. Thanks for stopping by today.
Oh, thanks for inviting me in.
Well, first of all, can you talk a little bit about how effective masks are at preventing transmission of COVID-19?
Yeah, there's two different components that really feed into that. The first and most important one is how well the mask fits to your face. And the second is what the material is made out of. And I actually have a couple of them here with me.
Sure, go ahead. Obviously, our listeners can't see any of these masks. Yep. I can, but if you could just describe them, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first one that I have is a dust mask. It's a white material. It's sort of a thin material, and it's got a thin elastic band, a single band. The next thing that I have is an N95 mask. This is the sort of thing that they're using in hospitals. And so the N95, what that designates is that 95% of small particles can't make it through this. This is about four times the thickness of that dust mask. And then the third thing that I have, which are pretty common, this is a cloth mask. This is a Gryffindor mask. It's very fashionable. It fits nicely, then it wraps around your face, which is probably the most important thing. And it's got a nose piece in there so that when you put it over your nose, you can fit it down sort of like a pair of glasses. And so that does a good job of making sure that every breath that I draw in, all of that air is passing through.
So what we're really talking about here are these droplets, correct? So if it's working to prevent the droplets, why still having to stay 6 feet apart?
So the thing is, when you sneeze or when you cough, right, that's when you're generating those particles. But those droplets, when they're in the air, they're going to get smaller and smaller. And so what you're trying to do with any of these materials is that they'll do a good job of screening out large particles, but they're not going to do a terribly good job of screening out individual viruses. And so if you can stay apart from each other, then you just don't even get close enough that those smallest particles can get in. And if you have a mask or something to help for those particles to hit, then you've stopped them at their source.
So I'm getting an image then of all of these recommendations sort of being like multiple walls.
Exactly. You can think of that social distancing as a moat. You're right. Going to keep the invaders off of the wall. If you have a good mask, that's like the drawbridge, right? So if it's not a great mask, you have an iron gate and it's got holes in it. If you've got a really good N95 mask, then it's a solid drawbridge that not even small arrows are going to make it through.
Well, when we talk about wearing these masks, when and where do you think we should be wearing them? I mean, what are the obvious places that we should make sure we're covering ourselves up?
Anytime you are out in public, you should be wearing a mask.
Well, what are your recommendations on cleaning them?
So there's a pretty big difference, right, between like this dust mask or an N95 mask. You can't put those in the laundry. But what you can do is let those sit aside. And the warmer that they are, the quicker that the virus is going to die. So if you have it at 70 degrees or warmer, it will take it a day to a couple of days before you've lost, 99.9% of those viruses. If you kept them in a hot car, then one day is enough. And if you launder your cloth masks and you dry it either by putting it in the sun or putting it in a dryer on high temperature, you're going to be good to go. So it should take about 30 minutes or so in a dryer or 30 minutes in the sunshine, flip it onto both sides. You're probably going to remove 99% or more of the viral particles, and that's a good thing.
What great information provided today by Dr. Travis Glenn, a professor of environmental health science at the University of Georgia. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate all the efforts that you do to keep our community safe.